Chapter 8. Task Chain 2. Listening to 2 ACs. Page 67.
A. Listen to 2 more 2 ACs and flow them in the third and fourth columns.
1.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, clothes are an important part of our society. And whether students should wear uniforms is a very important topic. In this speech, I will prove that students should choose their own clothes. In my holistic reasoning, I will reaffirm my partner's points. The first question we must ask is, why do we go to school? As my partner explained, school prepares us for life. In school, we have many experiences. We study many different subjects. We have festivals and events. We join clubs and so on. We apply these experiences to the rest of our lives. Our experiences in school change our opinions and personality. Our experiences in school decide what kind of adults we will be. So we must ask our second question. What kind of adults should schools make? Do we want a society where everyone thinks the same way? Do we want a society where people form little groups and are afraid to speak out? We say no. We need a society where people can think for themselves. We need a society where people can form their own opinions. We need a society where people are not afraid to say their opinions. Our country needs creative, free-thinking people. A country of robots can only copy. It cannot create. Our final question is, how do students choose their clothes? There are many answers. First, students choose clothes that make them look handsome or beautiful. When people feel handsome or beautiful, they also feel confident. Confidence is very important for high school students. Students often work together, but if a student is not confident, he or she will be shy and not give ideas to a group. Students always have to try new things. But if students are not confident, they will not want to try new things. Confident students are better students. Second, students choose clothes which are comfortable. As my partner explained, uniforms are not comfortable. They are often too hot or too cold, and they do not feel good on your body. When students are comfortable, they enjoy school more. If students enjoy school, they will pay more attention and have better experiences. Uncomfortable students hate school, don't pay attention, and don't have good experiences for the future. Third, as my partner explained, students choose clothes that express their feelings. Students wear shirts with their favorite rock stars, or choose colors that show their emotions, or dress like their friends to show friendship. When students choose their clothes, they show their feelings to the world. For some students, this is difficult, but it is very important to learn. It is very destructive for students to hide behind uniforms every day. If there are no uniforms, students have to make decisions every day and show them to the world. This teaches students to be confident, to be expressive, and to be good decision makers. It makes the kind of students that schools should be making. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, what kind of people wear uniforms? Policemen, soldiers, sailors, these are jobs where people must all work together, moving together as one body. This is wrong for students. Students should be imagining, creating, discussing, challenging, and learning from each other. Uniforms weaken all of these things and are therefore wrong for schools. We move.